Hello there, welcome everybody to this will be the fourth podcast in our Jeux du Jour series, courtesy of footballfairground.com. I'm Chris Oakley, and if you've been listening to these podcasts already, you'll know that this is a fortnightly thing that I do by way of an update for you if you know nothing about French football, or at least very little, but you're curious as to what's going on over in La Belle France. Then you've come to the right place. Hopefully I can educate you on the important stuff as to what's going on, and indeed what has been going on over the last couple of weeks since I last spoke to you. Well, what can we say? Week 8 is where we're currently at. I'm recording this on the afternoon of Sunday, the 3rd of October, before the remaining three fixtures take place for this weekend. There have been so far 7 games that took place yesterday on Saturday. Let's go through those and just give you an update on what's going on. First of all, the big news really is that St Etienne are still top of the table. Quite incredible, really. I think they were top of the table when last I spoke, but I, like many people, probably wouldn't have expected them to still be there 2 weeks later, 8 weeks into the season. And, they are. They've just been on tremendous form recently, Saint-Etienne, I'll try and get the pronunciation right. They started off the season, Saint-Etienne, with three matches which they were kind of inconsistent, which is frankly no surprise given how they've been over the last couple of years or so. I think they lost their first game of the season, then they drew one and won one. Having got those first three games out of the way, they then went on a run of 5 straight wins, including the League Cup as well. They had a League Cup match not so long ago. And basically that run of form has seen them go straight to the top of the table, and indeed they remain there at least until the last three games take place during the course of this afternoon and this evening as I speak. But they've done tremendously well. This weekend they got a very creditable 1-1 draw against Marseille, who of course are defending champions. And this on the back of a 1-0 win against Lyon last week. Now, you might wonder how come St Etienne have suddenly found this form. Indeed, my brain, I'm still struggling to kind of reprogram my brain, because I still see St Etienne as, you know, relegation candidates. They're just they're never generally that good. I mean, I mentioned in the last podcast that they bought Carlos Bocanegra, and they've got these other guys, Dimitri Payet, and so on and so forth. And that they're sort of getting it all together. But, I mean, as much as that, I think one could also say they've been top of the division as much as anything because they've been playing sides who perhaps aren't among the best. I'm trying to put it politely. They've not been playing any of the decent teams. Let's put it that way. But last week, as I say, they managed to beat Lyon 1-0, and now they've got a 1-1 draw against Marseille, which is all very good. I'm sure you'll agree. This fellow I mentioned before, Dimitri Payet, he's in fact still the top scorer in Ligue 1. He's got 7 goals so far, so that's all to the good. In fact, it's managed to get him a call up for the French international matches that are coming up in the coming week. More of which a bit later on. So he's still doing well, but yeah, a great result, 1-1. Jean-Pierre, I've got stereotypical French stuff in my head, so I beg your pardon. André Pierre Gignac, he got his first goal for Marseille in that game. The equaliser for Saint-Etienne came from the veteran Laurent Battles? I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that. But anyway, Saint-Etienne got the equaliser, got a point, and as I say, they stayed top. They're currently top of the table on 17 points from 8 games. Second place are Rennes, and Rennes are doing pretty well. I mean, Rennes are usually a decent side anyway, but they've put together a good run of form. In fact, they're still unbeaten, one of only 2 teams at the moment who are unbeaten in Ligue 1. They've won 4 and drawn 3, and they're actually playing in one of the 3 remaining fixtures this weekend. They're playing tonight at home to Toulouse. And Toulouse are, in fact, in 3rd place at the moment, so it's kind of a top-of-the-table clash in many ways. I'll come on to Toulouse in a moment, but anyway, Rennes, yes, they've won all their away games. They've got the best defence as well. They've only conceded 3 goals in 7 games, so they're going great guns as well. Only 2 points at the moment behind Saint-Etienne, but like I say, if Rennes beat Toulouse this evening, then Rennes will go top by a point. Toulouse themselves, as I may have mentioned them in passing in previous podcasts, Toulouse had a good season a couple of seasons back. They managed to qualify for the Europa League, did make a particularly good job of that, had a kind of a indifferent season last season, but they're back. And we mentioned André-Pierre Gignac, they've lost him, but they're still going on quite a good run. I mean, they're generally, I think, regarded as a defensive team, Toulouse, but having sorted out their defence, they're also managing to put away their chances when they get them too. So Alain Casanova, the Toulouse coach, is very pleased with the way things are going. And indeed, if Toulouse win, if they beat Rennes this evening, then Toulouse should go top. Not necessarily, but more than likely, I would have thought. So that's the big game remaining from this weekend to watch. Not that it's on any English TV anywhere, but if you subscribe to bet365.com, you can probably watch it live there, as indeed I hope to, too. So there we go. Saint-Étienne top, Rennes second, Toulouse third, and Brest, the runners-up from Ligue 2 last season. They're still going amazingly well. I was sort of not prepared to give them any credit because I thought it might all blow over, but their start to the season continues unabated. They got a good 1-0 win away to Monaco yesterday, and Brest have now managed to pick up 13 points from their last 15. They're unbeaten in their last five. Quite incredible form, really, for a promoted side. And indeed, their next game, they'll be playing against Arles Avignon. And if you've been taking note from my previous podcasts and indeed writing, whatever, in recent times, shall we say, then you'd have to say that looks like an absolute stick-on 3 points, because Arles Avignon are bottom of the table at the moment. Arles themselves, they lost 4-0 to Auxerre yesterday. So that means 8 straight defeats from their 8 games thus far, Arles Avignon. But just briefly to go back to Brest, a good win for them. I say it means they're fourth place and they're going great guns. Monaco not doing very well at all. They've slipped into the bottom 6 and they've only won 1 of their 8 games so far. Anyway, just mentioned Arles Avignon. As I say, they had a heavy defeat yesterday to Auxerre. And in fact, that 4-0 win for Auxerre is their first this season. They've been drawing a lot of games recently. I think they've drawn 5 so far this season. So finally, a win in the bag for Auxerre. And that sees them pull themselves, shall we say, out of the bottom 4. They're now up to 14th place. And hopefully they can kind of kick on from that. That win was achieved despite Ireneusz Jelen being injured. He's one of my favourite players, really. A very effective player, Polish international striker. He was injured, didn't play actually in that game yesterday. But Arles Avignon, very, very, in a very depleted state. As I mentioned before, they had their coach was dismissed. He was initially suspended for 5 days. Then they got rid of him, as predicted, on a permanent basis. They've now got a new coach, Arles Avignon, and his name is Farouk Hadžibejić. Now, if you know your international football, and there's no reason for me to believe that you do, you will know that he actually was a member of the Yugoslavia team in the 1990 World Cup. And he's been basically honing his coaching skills at a variety of different places. He used to play for teams like Toulouse in the past as well in Ligue 1, so he's kind of used to French football. But he's been coaching mainly in Turkey in recent years. Most recently, he's been at the Ligue 2 outfit Bastia. So he comes from them, and this was his first game in charge, and I think it's fair to say he will have seen in all too clear terms just what kind of a tough job he's now got on his hands. And if he can turn things around for Arles Avignon, then he will deserve a lot of credit. But it's early days yet. Arles remain bottom of the table with no points from 8 games. What else? Going back to the top of the table, Sochaux. They are still playing, sort of punching above their weight. Sochaux, a very average side, generally speaking. But they got a good 3-0 win over Lens yesterday. Lens tend to be a bit of a sort of yo-yo side in some ways, and they've had a poor season this season. They are currently second from bottom, or at least they are after that 3-0 defeat to Sochaux. And that's Sochaux's fourth home win of the season, so they're doing really well. There were stories in the press, actually, during the course of the week with regards to Lens. Apparently, there was a bit of a training ground bust-up, something that I'm sure you'll agree is something you don't associate with French football. Casts mind back to World Cup, realises that, but possibly a bit of a rash statement. But anyway, there we are. So Lens in disarray. But Sochaux hanging on to fifth place, and Marseille, we've already mentioned, they're still sixth following that draw against Saint-Étienne. Looking towards the bottom of the table, we've mentioned Arles at the bottom, Lens 19th. Nancy are in very indifferent form. They're not normally one of the better teams anyway, but they don't normally drop as low as the bottom three, but the bottom three is where they now are. They lost 3-2 at home to Lyon, who finally got an away win this season. Lyon have been generally pretty poor. Even now, they're only fourth from bottom. Lyon were 2-0 up in that game, away to Nancy, and then managed to let it slip. It went to 2-2, and eventually Lyon got the winner at the end. Jimmy Briand got the last goal there. That's his first for Lyon since his summer transfer. Lisandro Lopez also, he got the first of the three goals for Lyon, so they'll be pleased that he's finally off the mark. He's been injured of late. So a bit of a tense one, really, for Lyon. They only kind of wrapped that up with about 15 minutes to go, took their eye off the ball, losing that 2-0 lead. But anyway, a rare 3 points in the bag, dare I say, for Lyon. Of course, in Europe, it's a different matter entirely for Lyon, and I'll come on to that in a moment as well. So Lyon, 17th out of 20. And just above them, they've got Lorient, Monaco, Auxerre, that we mentioned earlier on. Any other teams to mention? Well, Bordeaux, they had a hard-fought but well-earned 1-0 win at home to Lorient yesterday. A good goal from Michael Chiani. Now, Michael Chiani occasionally pops up with goals for Bordeaux, and his one was a curious one yesterday. Basically, Lorient's goalkeeper threw the ball out, tried to do a long throw out, and he intercepted it and then promptly lobbed the keeper. Lovely job, thank you very much. So Bordeaux now looking a rather better outfit than they did at the start of the season. They're up to 10th, and they're now three games unbeaten. So things looking better now for Jean Thigonnard at Bordeaux. Anyone else I've mentioned? Paris Saint-Germain. Paris Saint-Germain are in 8th at the moment. And the last few seasons have been very average, but they've started well. Even though they're 8th, if they were to win their game this afternoon at home to Nice, then they could very well find themselves up in the top 4. And Paris Saint-Germain, another team that have been playing in Europe this season, and are looking all the better for some good form at the moment. Keep mentioning Nene, the Brazilian player, and probably everyone's getting bored of me talking about him, but he's really showing his worth now. He transferred to Paris Saint-Germain during the summer, and he's scored 4 goals this season. So he's definitely helping Paris Saint-Germain to play somewhat better than normal excuse me, this season. So PSG 8th prior to this afternoon's game. Lille are 9th, and Montpellier, a team that did well last season, they're down in 11th. Just scanning over any results I haven't given you so far. Oh, Valenciennes 2, Caen 1 from yesterday. Caen had a really good start. They're the Ligue 2 champions from last season. Started off really well. They've slipped a bit just lately. They're now down to 7th in the table. Valenciennes, kind of mid-table team, and indeed that's pretty much where they are at the moment. So there we are. The only other game I've mentioned actually involves Montpellier in terms of games going on this afternoon. Montpellier are away to Lille. That's going to be taking place shortly as I speak to you now. That's about it, really. That's kind of all the league stuff going on. And so a quick look at the top goalscorers table, actually, as things stand. Mentioned Dimitri Payet for Saint-Étienne. He's on 7. Just before I go on, I mean, one thing that you notice, whenever you look at the top goalscorers charts in Ligue 1, one thing that always comes to mind is the fact that not many of the big teams are actually represented. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just that the big teams kind of, they get their goals from a wide spread of players. They kind of spread the goals thinly. And what you tend to see, as is the case at the moment, is that the sort of lesser teams feature in the top goalscorers chart. So Saint-Étienne have got the top goalscorer at the moment with Payet. He's on 7. Second highest goal scorer at the moment is Youssef El Arabi. He's going well at the moment for Caen. He's got 5. Auxerre, okay, they finished 3rd last year, but they're still sort of struggling this year. Their player, Benoit Pedretti, another regular scorer, he's on 4 goals. And Nene, as I mentioned, PSG, kind of mid-table team of late, so he's also on 4. You know, if you're looking for kind of top goal scorers from places like Marseille and Lyon and so forth, and you won't really find them at the moment. And one could say that that's the case generally anyway. Right, that's Ligue 1 taken care of. Let's have a quick look at Ligue 2 before we move on. And at the moment, it's Troyes, who are the league leaders in Ligue 2. They're on 18 points. They were fourth when last we spoke, so they're going great guns. Sedan are still second. Tours, who were the leaders last time we spoke, they're down to third. Evian, who have been at the top of the table already this season, they're down to fourth. And then you've got Châteauroux in fifth. And then a special mention for a team that I have a lot of fondness for, really, because when I was getting into European football as a youngster, buying me copies of World Soccer every month in the kind of mid-80s, a team that were always featured in quite prominent terms were Nantes. They started kind of poorly this season, but they're now up to sixth. They're showing a lot of promise. Who knows? We may see Nantes back in the top flight soon. They were relegated a few seasons back, but Nantes just behind the leaders in sixth place. At the bottom, surprise, surprise, Grenoble. I was talking about them regularly last season because they were permanently stuck to the bottom of Ligue 1. Well, they've finally hit the bottom of Ligue 2. Out of nine games, they've only won two, lost the other seven, and they are now bottom with only 6 points, so not looking good for them. Other teams to mention just while we're here, Boulogne, who were also relegated last season. They're in eighth, not doing too bad. And Le Mans, similarly, they're in ninth. So there we go. Quick overview there of Ligue 2. Now then, some of the French clubs, the French clubs that qualify for European competition, they've been in action over the course of the last week. Let's just give you a quick update on that. First of all, it was generally a poor week, really, for French clubs in Europe. It was only really, I think, Lyon, or in PSG as well, I suppose, but Lyon were the most notable winners as far as the Champions League were concerned. As we just already mentioned, they're not doing too well in the league, but in Europe they're putting in their better performances. Lyon are now top of Group B in the Champions League, 6 points out of six. They beat Hapoel Tel Aviv 3-1 away from home this week. A couple of goals for the Brazilian Michel Bastos, certainly one of their key players, and also, to a slightly lesser extent, Miralem Pjanic as well. He got the last of the three goals. And the game was pretty much all sewn up after about, 35, 36 minutes. So, comfortable win for Lyon. And as I say, they're top of Group B. And their next game is at home to Benfica. And we thought that Benfica were going to do well. In fact, they may yet do well in that group. But they lost, surprisingly, 2-0 to Schalke in their game this week. And Schalke have been in pretty bad form, really, in the Bundesliga at least. As my chum Terry DeFellin will tell you, if you listen to his Bundesbag podcast via footballfairground.com, everyone. So, yes, curious that. But anyway, good stuff for Lyon, but not so good for Marseille. They were pretty much outclassed in their game at Chelsea in Group F during the course of the week. 2-0 it was to Chelsea, and the game was pretty much sewn up easily in the first half. Marseille looked a bit more purposeful in the second half from what I saw of it, but the damage was done, wasn't happening, and Marseille are now third in their group, and their next game should be a little easier, one would hope. They're at home to Žilina, who so far have scored one and conceded seven. So let's put it this way, if Marseille don't beat Žilina at home, then that's pretty much the end of their campaign, one would have thought. And the other French team in the Champions League, Auxerre. Again, they put in a good performance, Auxerre, but came away with no points, pretty much like their previous game in the group. But this week they lost 1-0 at home to Real Madrid, a game which really they should have, you wouldn't really expected them to have had any hope of getting a point from, or indeed three. But in fact, it was 1-0 in the end, only a narrow defeat for Auxerre. And it was Angel Di Maria who scored 9 minutes from time. Auxerre nearly managed to get a point from that. Would have been a good point as it is, but nope, wasn't to be. And so Auxerre hit the bottom of Group G. And Auxerre's next match is away to Ajax, and Ajax got a good draw, 1-1 against Milan actually during the course of the week. So that could be a tricky one too. On to the Europa League. Two French clubs involved in the Europa League at this stage. One of them is Lille, and Lille drew 1-1 away to Ghent, the Belgian side Ghent, this week. A match I think Lille would have hoped to have won, quite honestly, but there it is. Lille lost their first game in the group. They played Sporting Lisbon, I beg your pardon. They lost 2-1 to Sporting Lisbon before, so 1 point from two games. It means that Lille are now bottom of Group C, and their next game is at home to Levski Sofia, which will be tricky, suffice to say. I wouldn't say unwinnable, but there's every chance they might even pick up three from that game. They're at home, Lille. So we'll see how we get on, how they get on in that game. And then at Group J, Paris Saint-Germain, they got a good 2-0 win at home to Karpaty Lviv, or indeed Lvov, in their game. Christophe Jallet and Nene, that man again, they got the two goals in that fixture. So PSG, top of the group, Group J. They're doing very well indeed. And like I say, recent seasons, Paris Saint-Germain have not really been any sort of anything to write home about, but they're doing well in Europe this season. They've won two out of two now. They got a win against Seville not so long ago, a 1-0 win over Seville. So they're going great guns. And PSG's next game is at home to Borussia Dortmund. That's an interesting one for me. I was lucky enough to go and see Borussia Dortmund play at home not so long ago against Wolfsburg with my chums from Football Fairground, Terry and Graham, as well as Gary Andrews from the Two Footed Tackle podcast. And indeed, Borussia Dortmund have been in good form of late. However, they also lost 1-0 to Seville this week. So that's put a bit of a dent in their recent form. But there it is. But it should be a fascinating game, that one. Paris Saint-Germain against Borussia Dortmund is the next game in that that Europa League group. Right, hope you're keeping up. We're nearly there, don't worry. Well done for staying with me this far. Two last things to cover. I mentioned in the last podcast that there were League Cup games going on. Indeed, there were third round games about a week and a half ago, I think, something like that. Key results to pull out from that game. Toulouse lost at Boulogne, who, as I mentioned earlier on, relegated last season. 2-1 win for Boulogne after extra time, so a good win for them. Sochaux, who are going so well in Ligue 1 at the moment, they lost 2-0 to Bastia, who are a Ligue 2 side. And finally, and possibly the biggest upset there, Rennes, currently second in the table, they lost 3-1 at Guingamp, en avant Guingamp, to give them their full title. Guingamp caused a bit of an upset in 2009, last year. They were the French Cup winners last year. As I say, a bit of an upset there, but they're still capable of creating a shock here or there. Such was the case here. Rennes are now out of the League Cup. Looking at the fourth round draw, key ties there's a look forward to. Lyon are at home to Paris Saint-Germain. Saint-Étienne are at home to Bordeaux, which I think will be a fantastic match. Valenciennes play Boulogne, and Guingamp, for their trouble, they're at home to Marseille in the next round. So that'll really test their cup shock capabilities. So there we go. So that's the League Cup. And then the final thing to mention on this podcast is that we've got an international break coming up, and that means France get a chance to improve their start to their campaign for Euro 2012. As you may remember, they lost 1-0 to Belarus in their first game before recovering somewhat with a 2-0 win away to Bosnia-Herzegovina. France are currently third in their table behind Albania and Belarus. The two games coming up this Friday as I speak, France are at home in both games. They're playing Romania first. Romania not looking too good at the moment. They've drawn both of their games so far. And then France are at home to Luxembourg. And Luxembourg, predictably, haven't started too well. They lost 3-0 to Bosnia, 1-0 to Albania. So Laurent Blanc got a chance to maybe get his team back to the top of the group table, which perhaps is where we would have expected them to be in the first place. Right, that, I think, finally is it. I'm sorry if that was all a bit too fast and a bit too frenetic, a bit overwhelming, every chance of that. But, you know, as I always sort of say, if you're curious about what's going on in France, hopefully that will keep you well informed for another couple of weeks until the next podcast. Thank you very much indeed for listening. To find more of our output, go to footballfairground.com. As I mentioned before, you'll find lots of podcast material, our Sound of Football podcast, which is weekly. you can find there. Also, Terry's Bundesbag podcasts and indeed previews are all there too. Lots of other stuff besides. So do go along to footballfairground.com. For now, though, from me, for another couple of weeks, it's goodbye.